Jim Boeheim has his own issues with Andy Katz.
Did he steal my quote?
Yes, but he didn't use it as effectively as you did, nor does he use it as often. And we'll talk about it all coming up.
He spices it up a little bit.
Well, he does. He didn't drop any F-bombs on here, at least, although you have been known to say things we have to dump. Crazy Mike, same boat. There's a guy that would definitely, he's in the same vein as far as things we occasionally have to dump. Luckily, if you go into his restaurant, you won't have to dump anything. In fact, you'll be taking it all home if you don't finish it at the place. Tonight is Wednesday. It's all you can eat catfish. That's right. Tomorrow's all you can eat wings. And on Saturday, don't forget, boiled crawfish is back. And actually, they're going to rename it the liqueur, the soft shell crab po' boy sandwich, in honor of Christina, who needed that crab outlined.
I said if it was soft shelled what? I didn't know it was crab.
Joe, when's the last time you had soft shell turtle?
Been a while. Probably out of the Slater Lake.
I have absolutely no idea. It was a dumb blonde moment. I haven't had many. Give me a break.
There is
I've been
no doubt.
Here for like a couple months now, and I've had like maybe one or two.
In your defense, I've had more dumb blonde moments than you
there
have.
There you go.
Look, fried and flavored up with all the signature sauces. That's how Crazy Mike does his wings. Original hot, ranch hot, you're on your own hot, hickory barbecue, garlic parmesan, my personal favorite.
After you put the sauces on, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell if it was crab or turtle anyway.
Well, the way Crazy Mike does it, I'm sure he can make anything taste good. He does do frog legs, but it's been a while. Thai chili wings, too. Check those out. It's at Crazy Mike's, 200 North Bowman Road, Little Rock, Arkansas, 501-907-MIKE, 907-6453. I hope we have time to get to the NBA fight, Joe, because what I want from you is etiquette in an NBA fight. What to do, what not to do, if we have time.
Bull rush.
If there's no such thing.
Put your head down, start swinging. Look at their feet to see where they're going and just start swinging.
My only etiquette is if the dude's way, way bigger than you, you might want to stay out of it.
Still bull rush. Okay. Put the head down, follow his feet, and just swing.
What about putting your head in the back of a guy's elbow like Seth Curry did? Was that the right move?
That's not smart.
Not a good move.
You got to be swinging. When you get up close to a guy like that, you got to be swinging.
What about if you're a coach? Is it good to jump down and grab a guy's leg?
No, because you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, we heard
and they play it forever and ever and ever and ever on ESPN, so you don't want to do that.
Jim Boeheim went after Andy Katz recently. Joe Klein, a couple of years ago, went after Tim Donaghy. I don't think Katz deserves it. Tim Donaghy definitely does. That is the disgraced NBA referee who the media, look, we're all guilty, could not get enough of following his coming out that he'd been gambling on games.
What did you think of Donaghy's...
won't Dapper Dan
the ref's statements about people
he's an idiot
refs being in on
he's
it.
An idiot
you don't
he's
think
an, he's an idiot
Dick Bavetta
he got
never
caught
took
he got caught and he got caught, man. Dude got caught and he's trying to sell a book now because he's an idiot. Why would you take an idiot's word?
What do you think about him though?
He's an idiot.
Okay.
Gosh, I didn't know. I mean, anything that comes out of his mouth is like, oh, an idiot's talking. Let's all listen. I mean, that's what, when I hear him interviewed on these talk shows and stuff, I just go, I mean, why would you go to the time to track him down, put him on your show for an hour and talk to an idiot? I mean, it's just, he's as dumb as they come.
Idiot.
What is he though?
An idiot.
Okay. My count was nine. My count was nine on that, Joe.
That's an all-time.
That's pretty good. That was a good rant. I like it.
Sounds like Dana talking to me.
Well,
about some stuff I did earlier in my life.
I don't.
But Dana, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
The good thing about that was not edited at all. That's exactly how that went down. Jim Boeheim. We've been playing some of his best clips. Here's one where he goes after Reggie Miller of all people, schooling Reggie up on the game. Hey Reggie, yeah, you had a nice little career. I've won 900 games.
I just wanted to tell Reggie that we do not play man-to-man defense, just in case you didn't realize that. Okay. It's kind of like it reminded me when I heard you said that. It kind of reminded me if I was never been to an NBA game and I went to watch you play and you missed your first two jumpers, I'd just say, no, it wouldn't, but if it did. But if it did, me saying, why didn't that guy just drive?
Guy can't shoot.
Because he can't. I'll take questions.
But see, that's the lot in life you lead in any profession. I mean, you're gonna have people looking in from afar, but it's more prevalent in sports because you have so many people sitting in the stands, and I got questions the other day. It's like, I heard Coach Shields get a question the other day, something about don't you like throwing the ball inside? It's all we talk about all day, every day. Trying to get the ball in the paint, either off the dribble or into the post. And, it's just – But again, if you're a casual observer watching, you know, and you come see one game, or we're you know, if you go to the ASU game and you're sitting up in the stands, you're going, man, those three guys don't do any coaching at all. You know, they don't coach at all. They just roll the ball out there and let them ball. So, I mean, it is what it is. But it's fun. I've never paid attention to him that much until I've started, you know, you bringing it up here all the time. And now when I see him on being interviewed, it's like, everything stops.
Well, his heart rate never gets over 60 when he's going off on somebody, which is great. He's just so cool about it. Here's the last one. It's a little bit long, and we'll wrap up with this one. Boeheim upset about the way he's treated by the press. And again, he was talking about it there a little bit with Reggie Miller. If you see a tiny bit, you may think you know, but you don't know. And that's why I try not to mess with coaches or players too much, because you're not at the practice every day.
Exactly.
And I have, like I talked about yesterday in the show, I have so much respect for players, for what they go through physically and mentally, for coaches, what they give up with their families. I mean, it's a tough gig. People think they know, and, oh, I would love to do that, and I could do a better job than that guy. You have no clue.
Exactly.
I played.
The point I guess I'm trying to make is, I don't think you can judge people, players, coaches, on a little segment like this. When you start judging people on a little segment, I think you're really just very poor journalistic grounds, because I think that there's some coaches I've beaten that are Hall of Fame that I've beat them 80% of the time. And you're going to look at a couple coaches that have beaten me. I coached against Rick Pitino, was at Providence, 5 times, and once at Kentucky, we were 6-0 against him. One of his teams went to the Final Four, we beat him 3 times. So now we're going to all of a sudden put in the paper that I lost 6 straight to Rick Pitino. Why don't we put in, I beat him 6 straight. Go ahead. That's really good. Why don't you keep doing that? That's really good. I really appreciate that. And you want to talk about personal? Yeah, it's personal. When people write and say things about me, it's personal to me.
I love it.
He is a little bit like, he's got a little bit of a girl skin on him, doesn't he?
He's a little thin-skinned, but you know what? Again, I think at the point, there's two schools of thought. First of all, like I said, he should be so comfortable, he shouldn't worry about it. At the other end of the spectrum, it's like, look, I've won 900 games. I shouldn't even have to answer questions. He should be able to run somebody out there to do the press conference for him.
A little condescending.
He's speaking of 900 games.
Look, I think that's why you like him so much.
I do.
He kind of talks down to people a little bit.
I would love to do a show with Bill Vickery and Jim Boeheim together. This final segment brought to you in part by Suddenlink Any Room DVR. It's powered by the TV. Mini, only from Suddenlink. Record, pause, and playback live TV in any room. Plus, record multiple shows at the same time. Because you know what? If your wife says you can't watch the game tonight, Joe, and she wants you to watch Duck Dynasty with her, you know what you're going to do? You're going to watch Duck Dynasty.
I watched Argo.
That's a premiere
she wanted
tonight.
To watch Argo last night, and we watched Argo.
Well, you can get all that from Suddenlink. In fact, Flight, Skyfall, Argo, all on Suddenlink. And in fact, they had Argo 28 days before Netflix or Redbox. Because, I mean, who wants to go out when you can get your movies in? Suddenlink.com, okay? Get you some today. At 979-836-6901. The best any room DVR experience is here from Suddenlink with TiVo Mini. Call for details, 979-836-6901. Ask about the Suddenlink high-speed internet for as low as $20 a month and the SL200 HD TV with up to 260 channels. The best clip, though, we have of Boeheim that I did not get a chance to play is the one where he gets in the fight with the microphone. They have audio problems. We'll try to get that in tomorrow. It is hilarious. He gets all bent out of shape, but that's pretty annoying. Joe, good luck Thursday. We'll be there.
Thanks, man.
7:30 UALR, and the women play before, so get over to the Jack on Thursday night.